The grounds of the University of the South are beautiful. Lots and lots of hiking trails. There are a lot of people that love to hike there. And so before we were to graduate, a friend of mine, a fellow seminarian, and I decided that we were going to hike this one really challenging trail. And so women of a certain age, as we were, embarked on this journey, and it was pretty tough. And the worst part about it was is that we kept getting lapped by all these perky undergrads, you know, who were frustratingly just not, you know, they weren't even out of breath, and we were like clawing and out of breath and sweating and everything. And so we finally got to this one place, and I was like, oh, that's where we parked the car, if I can just get right up there, you know. And so we clawed up to the top, and we got to the top. I was so excited, and I was pumping my little fists in the air, and I was like, we did it, we did it, I made it, I'm still alive. And my friend turned to me and she goes, yeah, that's really good news, but we still have another half of the hike to go before we get to the car. This is not it. So, you know, today's gospel kind of, this is the trail, by the way. So today's gospel is kind of like that good news with a question mark, right? It's not only is it quick, this gospel of Mark, it kind of feels like an auctioneer is reading it to you. It crams in three different stories in seven short verses. Jesus gets baptized. And then, just like last week, God the Father lets him know verbally that he is the Messiah. And that's good news. But wait, the Holy Spirit turned harpy drives him out into the desert. And, you know, Jesus is on now, embarks on this really long hike himself, complete with devilish temptations and wild beasts and angels. But wait a minute, before we can get that all figured out, then we've moved on to another story, in which John the Baptist has been arrested, and now Jesus is taking the baton of that ministry, starting his ministry. And he says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. I think that it's very appropriate that our collect of the day, if you remember, reflects that Mark's fast-paced gospel and asks God to come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. Whoever wrote that has got to have some kind of sense of humor. There are some of us that have done some kind of Bible study, and we know that we pretty much have the good news on lockdown. But sometimes we forget that not everybody knows what the good news really is. I can tell you right now that there's a lot of bad news out there. Wildfires, politics, and so many school shootings, including the one this week in Parkland, Florida. Is there any good news? I struggle sometimes myself to see it. But in our Christian lives, we still can hold on to the good news with a capital T, because our faith and our liturgy help to remind us of that again and again. Like today, where all of our readings are about what the good news is. So let's start with Genesis. Who doesn't love a rainbow? I mean, come on, when you actually see one in the sky, don't you just automatically start pulling your car over? You've got to take a picture of it. Why? Because it's miraculous. After the great flood, God makes a covenant, a promise to his creation, and that's us, to be on our team forever. That is good news. And in our psalm today, the good news is that all paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness. Faithfulness and love of us, his creation. A promise of unending love. And you could call that a loving it. I just made that up. A loving it is good news indeed. In our epistle, we read more about God's promise and how God waited patiently for us. 1 Peter says that now the promise is being fulfilled through Christ and his sacrifice, and that our own baptisms are intertwined with that salvation. And in the super speedy gospel of Mark today, what is the good news there? The good news is the promise, this covenant that God made at the beginning of creation, is not only still around, but it's being multiplied and magnified and amplified. God sent his son as a human, as one of us, not just to show up and shake hands on his campaign for world peace, but to do work, real work on this earth, to spread a message of love and hope and of repentance, and then to give his life for us, to save us. All of today's readings are situated on this first Sunday of Lent, are a reminder in the midst of all the bad news and the heartbreak and the confusion and the terror, that there is an amazing amount of good news that we only need to remember. Good news that is life-saving, life-giving, and all-encompassing. The good news means more than just a half-mile hike. It means going the whole distance to the very end of the trail. And although this journey that Jesus embarked on was long and arduous and filled with trials and tribulations, he more than any of us knew about the promise of the Father's love. And in Jesus, we know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. We know this good news because we know what's at the top of the trail. We know that it is salvation. We know that it is the good news of eternal life. So as we hike our way through Lent, through the desert, past temptations of our own, past heartache and despair, and a world that's seemingly filled with bad news, remember that we aren't the only ones on the trail. Jesus is with us. God's rainbow promise, God's lovenant, surrounds us and carries us as we discover again the good news that's already at work in us.